98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 35 degrees at 8:30. Health has always had a major effect on how long we live, but a new analysis shows where you call home and factors you find there may also determine life expectancy.
The National Center for Health Statistics released new numbers showing lifespans dropping from 78.7 years in 2015 to 78.6 years in 2017. Opioid abuse and more suicides are the most prevalent causes. But stats also show low income, high jobless rates, and education levels are factors that take a year and a half off lives. People live longest, 82 years, in Hawaii. Mississippi, at about 75 years, is shortest. Want a community to settle in? Try Farrington Village, a former dairy farm in North Carolina, where a child can expect to live longer than anywhere else, to almost 98. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
In a span of 23 hours on Saturday and Sunday, there were eight businesses robbed throughout Wichita, part of a couple of different crime sprees and an isolated heist as well. The initial spree included four gas stations robbed on Saturday evening in less than an hour.
A general suspect description is an unknown race male wearing a gray hooded sweatshirt with a large Nike emblem on the front, gray sweatpants, dark shoes, gloves, was wearing a skull or monkey mask with white teeth and armed with a black handgun.
Police officer Charlie Davidson says that suspect is still outstanding. The next spree took place on Sunday morning, and that included three gas stations robbed in less than an hour. A couple hours after that, on Sunday, police arrested a 17-year-old boy and a 16-year-old for the Sunday robberies, and they were booked into the juvenile detention center. Then the final heist of the weekend occurred early Sunday evening. That was at the Subway sandwich shop at Pawnee and Seneca.
The Wichita City Council today will consider how to fund a loan to keep the Starlight Drive-In Theater in business.
Councilmember James Clendenin has proposed taking $200,000 in proceeds from the sale of Higher Regency to make a loan to the Starlight so it can buy new digital projectors. The city got $20 million when it sold the Hyatt back in 2016. From that $20 million, each council district received $6 million. Clendenin wants to use part of that money for the Starlight since it's in his council district. Gordon Basham, KNSS News.
President Trump's one-time national security advisor is set to be sentenced today in federal court.
Former national security advisor Michael Flynn is asking a federal judge to spare him a prison sentence after cooperating for more than a year with special counsel Robert Mueller's office, which is investigating Russian interference in the 2016 election. Flynn pleaded guilty last year to lying to federal investigators about his contacts with Russia's U.S. ambassador during the presidential transition. In their sentencing memo, special counsel prosecutors commended Flynn's substantial assistance. Federal guidelines call for a penalty of up to 6 months in prison for Flynn's crime, but Mueller's lawyers argue that a sentence of no prison time is appropriate and warranted. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
A long-negotiated criminal justice reform bill clears a first step in the Senate.
By week's end, the Senate is expected to approve legislation overhauling federal sentencing guidelines.
The First Step Act is tough on crime, but it's also fair.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Republican Chuck Grassley says sentences should punish and deter, but not be unjustly harsh. Still, the final version could change. Some Republicans are hoping to reduce the number of inmates who would be eligible for early release. The House overwhelmingly approved a version of the First Step Act, and President Trump has urged Senate passage. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Some high clouds are moving in from the south and west to start the day. We become partly cloudy with sunshine at times this afternoon. Our high 56. Cloudy overnight, our low 38. And it's starting to look like the better rain chances are going to be to our south and east tomorrow. It'll be breezy Wednesday with a high 54. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, south wind at 8 miles per hour and 35 degrees. KNSS News Time now, 8:35 with Steve and Ted. And it's a time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
CBS has completed its investigation into allegations of sexual misconduct against its former CEO.
The firing of Les Moonves for cause means $120 million in severance pay due to come to him now will not. In a statement, the CBS board cited violations of policy and breach of contract for its decision. More specifically, the report is said to include bribes of jobs in exchange for victims' silence about sex and allege more accusers beyond those already known. It also says Moonves did not cooperate in the investigation and destroyed evidence. Moonves denies any wrongdoing. CBS says it plans to donate some of that severance to causes focused on eliminating sexual harassment at work. In New York, Gernal Scott, Fox News.
And another actor has been accused of sexual misconduct.
In a New York Times article entitled "The Cost of Telling a Me Too Story in Australia," Orange is the New Black actress Yael Stone says that Pirates of the Caribbean actor Jeffrey Rush acted inappropriately in front of her. Stone writes that Jeffrey, quote, danced totally naked in front of her and also used a mirror to watch her shower. Stone goes on to say that although she felt that Jeffrey did it with playful intention, the effect has since left her with nowhere to feel safe and unobserved. Jeffrey Rush issued a statement saying that he sincerely and deeply regrets if he caused any distress, but that the allegations were incorrect and in some instances have been taken completely out of context. Mike Unzelman, Fox News.
Let's get up close with the director of Aquaman.
The Fox Celebrity Profile on James Wan, the director of Aquaman.
The biggest inspiration I drew from for this film was the comic book itself.
Of course, there was plenty of material for him to work with as he got started.
Just the fact there's literally over 70 years worth of source material to be pillaging from, to be pulling inspiration from, and that actually really inspired a lot of the design aesthetic of the world.
As for the design of that world, James made sure to include as much detail possible.
It's definitely a very big, complete world. That was one of the things I really wanted to do. The world creation aspect of it was something that I was very excited for. I wanted to make a world creation film, a design movie from the ground up for the longest part, and this project really allowed me the chance to do so, and it was really fun to get to design the look, the world, the sea creatures, the ships and all of that.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Taylor Swift is heading for the small screen.
I'm Mike Gunzelman. Taylor Swift taking to Instagram to post the trailer for her upcoming Reputation Stadium Tour Netflix special. The film will be available beginning on New Year's Eve and will feature both the live show as well as behind-the-scenes footage from earlier this year. The 1975's lead singer Maddie Healy has fans abuzz after suggesting on Twitter that he wanted to rent out a concert venue and do a week of shows that would include a different album each night. Hours later, the singer then tweeted that due to the positive response, that it would actually now be happening. And the Strokes have announced that they will reunite for a tour in 2019. First performing a headlining appearance at next summer's Bilbao BBK Live Festival in Spain before embarking on their global comeback tour. And that's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
All right, some anniversaries today. It was 70 years ago on this day, out in Wichita movie theaters, the release of the Warner Brothers cartoon Scaredy Cat. It's the one where, you know, the scenario where Porky Pig owns the cat, and they go to stay in some place that's haunted, and only the cat can figure out what's going on.
Oh,
this is the first cartoon where Sylvester was given his name.
Okay.
Prior to that, he was unnamed. This is also the first Sylvester cartoon directed by the great Chuck Jones. First of three cartoons in which Porky and Sylvester have a pet-owner relationship. Yeah. A Scaredy Cat. That came out 70 years ago today. 50 years ago on this day in Wichita movie theaters, one of my favorites, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, was released in movie theaters. Co-written by Roald Dahl, loosely based on the Ian Fleming novel, and it was produced by James Bond producer Albert Broccoli. Music by the same guys that did Mary Poppins, the Sherman Brothers. A lot of the music sounds like Mary Poppins. Julie Andrews was offered the lead female role so she could reunite with Dick Van Dyke, her Mary Poppins co-star, but Julie Andrews thought it was too familiar territory that they already done, and she said no. Sally Ann Howes got the role. Dick Van Dyke got the role in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang after turning down the role of Fagin in the movie Oliver. Huh. He took the role in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. The child catcher, in my opinion, in this movie is one of the most heinous, scariest villains ever on the silver screen. Terrified me as a child.
Ooh, okay.
rounding up the kids and putting them in cages. Yeah. Benny Hill, of course, in the cast of this. Gert Frobe. Another James Bond guy is in this one, too. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang came out 50 years ago today. 25 years ago on this day, football and TV changed for forever. CBS, forever, CBS had been broadcasting the National Football League games. But in 25 years ago on this day, CBS lost its rights to telecast NFC games. Fox was the winner. The rights were up for grabs. CBS offered the NFL $290 million. A lot of money.
Not enough.
Fox offered five times that, $1.58 billion for the NFL for 4 years. Of course, the contract went to Fox.
Yep.
All of a sudden, Fox was a big-time player.
They were in the game.
They were kind of in the minor leagues before.
You
but
bet.
Once they started televising the NFL, we knew it was here to stay. And CBS had to take a back seat for a few years before they got those rights back. That happened 25 years ago today. It was 90 years ago on this day in downtown Wichita. Huge celebration. It was Gusher Day. They were celebrating the discovery of oil up in Valley Center.
Ooh.
And they kind of everybody was kind of thinking, well, Wichita is the next, you know, Texas.
There you go.
We're going to be the next oil country. They built a huge oil derrick at Broadway and Douglas for a community-wide celebration of Gusher Day. That was 90 years ago today in downtown Wichita.
All the oil was in Butler County, though.
Yeah, the oil, yeah. Sedgwick County never really was able to cash in on that. Happy birthday today to Cicely Tyson.
Oh, yeah.
There is some discrepancy on her age, on even the day of her birth, but we'll go with what the Associated Press goes with. Today is Cicely Tyson's 94th birthday.
Ooh.
Three-time Emmy winner. She's got a Tony. She's got an honorary Oscar. She was a Kennedy Center honoree. She's got the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Cicely Tyson is 94 today.
A lot of honors. Yeah.
Actress Gladys Cooper was born 130 years ago on this day.
One of my favorites.
Three-time Oscar nominee, two-time Tony nominee, one-time Emmy nominee. She never won.
Hmm.
Never won. Great actress, though. Her Oscar nominations were for Now Voyager, Song of Bernadette, and My Fair Lady.
She was the mom in Now Voyager, the Betty Davis.
Oh, she was just a wicked mother. Yeah.
Terrible. But good. Good actress.
And we love her and the Bishop's Wife.
The Bishop's Wife.
Yeah, Gladys Cooper.
Yep.
Let's check in with the Late Late Show with James Corden on CBS last night, talking with rapper Cardi B.
Is it true that when you were younger, you used to walk around with a razor blade in your mouth?
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes.
So that's just in case you got into trouble or something happened?
Just in case you get into trouble or something happens, somebody want to run up, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just crazy. Like, you always got to be careful. You always got to be on point. You always got to be militant. Like, you just got to be militant, man.
Also handy when an Amazon package arrives.
You're right.
Yeah, that is one good use.
And 20 years ago today, the movie You've Got Mail came out in Wichita movie theaters. The third pairing of Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan, You've Got Mail.
What happened with that guy at the cafe?
Nothing.
But you're crazy about it.
Yes, I am.
Well, why don't you run off with him? What are you waiting for?
I don't actually know him.
Really?
I only know him through the, you're not going to believe this.
Oh, let me guess. Through the internet?
Yes.
Hmm. You've got mail.
Yes.
Those are very powerful words.
Yes.
It's the old shop around the corner plot.
Yeah,
a man and a woman fall in love through correspondence, even though in real life they seem like they hate each other.
That's right.
Parker Posey, Gene Stapleton, Greg Kinnear, Dave Chappelle, Dabney Coleman, John Randolph. Good cast.
Yeah.
It brought in $250 million at the box office. You've Got Mail, celebrating its 20th anniversary. Entertainment news in the blur is brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. They're open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. right there on K-15 at 208 South Baltimore. Super tasty. Pizza John's in Derby.
8:46 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up, the Wichita Business Journal update. KTV anchor Jim Grimes is leaving. That's coming up, Steve and Ted, on KNSS.